Sagt der Mishnah weiter, und sagt das Baba Basra. Perik Tess, Mishnah Zayin. Does everyone hold that a Shchiv Mira can give something away and the person gets it even if he made no kinyan? And the answer is no. There is a Tana who disagrees. Let's see our Mishnah. Mechalek Nechasev Al Piv. Someone is giving away his property through his mouth, verbally, saying he should get this, he should get that. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is, Rabbi Eliezer says, Echad Bari, whether he's a healthy person, the one that's giving these things away, Ve'echad Mesukan, or even if he's a person in danger of passing away, whoever he's giving these things to doesn't get it unless there's a king. So Nechasim Sheyesh Lemachrayis, that's like land or houses, Niknin, they can only be acquired Bekesev U'Beshtar B'Chazaka, through either money, in other words, one who's getting it has to give money to the owner, or through a shtar, or through an act of chazak. He has to do something on the karka. V'she'ein lemachrayis, if he's giving away mitaltalim, movable objects, ein niknin ela b'meshicha. And whoever is supposed to receive it has to do a kinyan meshicha. He has to, like, pull it. There are other kinyanim, like hagbah, we're just using meshicha as an example. So in other words, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is no special takana for someone who's a shchiv mirah, someone who is seriously not well, to be able to transfer his property just by saying it. Omri loy, so they said to Rabbi Eliezer, Maisa, there was a story, Be'iman shel b'nei Reichel, with the mother of the sons of Reichel. She was very sick. Be'aman, she said, Tnu kiveinosi. Kiveinosi was a kind of jewelry. It was like a clasp that was used to close a coat. Give this kivenasi lebiti to my daughter. Vehi b'shnei masa mana. It was worth 12 mana. V'meisa, then she passed away. And they never physically gave it to the daughter. V'kimu es devarel. But Chazal said, no, it goes to her. They gave the jewelry to her daughter after the mother passed away. So you see, when a shchiv mira says something, even though there was no kinyan, it goes to the person that the shchiv mira wanted it to go to. Amalehens Rabbi Eliezer said to them, B'nei Reichel tigbereim iman. You want to bring a proof from the sons of Reichel? Let their mother bury them. They were to show him. And therefore Chazal made a special knas on them by taking this jewelry from them and giving it to their sister, although she really wasn't supposed to get it. Now, there's a third shita. So far we have the shita that a shchiv mira can give something away and it belongs to the person who gets it automatically, even if there's no kinyan. We have the shita of Rabbi Eliezer who says, no, doesn't make a difference. Healthy person or a shchiv mira, no kinyan, the person doesn't get it. The chachamim say it depends. B'Shabbos, if the person who's sick gives his property away on Shabbos, dvar of kayamin, then the matan is a matan, even though the one who received it didn't get a kinyan. They she'ein yachol lichtoiv, because he can't write a shtar on Shabbos. So look, he can't do a regular kinyan. He can't write a shtar. So in such a case, Chazal said, the person's going to be very worried that he's going to pass away before he'll be able to write a shtar, and could be his health will be affected by his anxiety. Anxiety b'chlal affects health, but especially someone who's so not well. So they made a takana. Okay, don't worry about it. The matana will go over anyway. Avaloy b'chayil. But during the week, this wouldn't work. During the week, you have to have a regular kinyan. Rabbi Shua says, just the opposite. B'Shabbos Amru, if Chazal said that the gift is a good gift just by saying it without a kinyan, even on Shabbos, where even if he wanted to make a kinyan, he couldn't. But from deswegen, despite that, we say, no. Let him know whatever he says goes. Kal v'chomer b'chayil. Then certainly during the week, when at least if he wanted to, he had the ability to transfer it with a kinyan, for sure the gift should be good. Now, l'maisa, what is the halacha? The halacha says the batanura is bein b'chayil, Bein b'Shabbos divrei shechiv mira kekasivi kumasiri dami. It's as if it's given over and no kinyan is required. If he asks that they should make a kinyan because that's going to make him feel better, then we do it, whether it's the weekday or whether it's Shabbos, so that he shouldn't panic and it shouldn't affect his health. Zakt de Mishnah Vaita ki yaitze bai. We have a similar machlokes. There's a din that zachin lekatan. You can accept something for a katan. Let's say somebody wants to give a gift to a katan. So you can give it to a gadol, and he acquires it on behalf of the katan, but ve'ein zachin legadol. But if you want to give a gift to a gadol, you have to give it straight to him. You can't give it to someone else to take it for him. Rabbi Shua says, lekatan amru, if one person can accept a gift for a katan, who can't do it on his own, kal v'chaymer l'gadol, then for sure you can accept it on behalf of a gadol who could do the kinyan on his own. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. Basically, we learned that there are three shitas of tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer holds, doesn't make a difference if he's a bari or a mesukin, if he's healthy or not healthy. If somebody wants to give a gift and he wants the gift to work, the recipient has to be mekabel that gift with the regular halachis of kinyan. The mother of the Bnei Reuchel, gave away her piece of jewelry, and Chazal said it should go to the daughter, although she didn't make a kinyan, that was a knas. There's the sheet of the Chachamim that say, on Shabbos, you can't write a shtar, there's a special takana, that if someone is seriously ill, chas v'shalom, he can give it away without a kinyan, but not during the week. And Rabbi Yeshua says, if on Shabbos he can give something away, where he can't transfer through a kinyan, so for sure during the week, where it's possible to transfer through a kinyan, for sure it can work without a kinyan. And that's takah v'halach. And in a similar vein, we say you can be zaycha something for a katan. A grown-up can take a gift on behalf of a katan, but a grown-up cannot take a gift on behalf of another gadol. Rabbi Yeshua says, if a grown-up can take a gift on behalf of a katan who can't do it himself, for sure he can do it on behalf of another gadol who could do it for himself. The only thing is there's a halacha of zachin la'adam shalei b'fanav. In other words, you can receive a gift on behalf of someone else if it's only good for him, but there are no problems coming out of it. It's a type of gift that could cause that person complications, then it doesn't work. I can't take a gift on behalf of someone else, and later someone else is going to have trouble from it. For example, let's say you're in a bungalow colony, and everybody has to own together food. You have to make an eruv chatzeris in order for the eruv to work. So I can go to my next-door neighbor and say, here, take this, and you're zeichen on behalf of everyone. I don't have to go to every single person and say, please, make a kinyan of the food. One person can do it on behalf of everyone else, because it's good for them. Everybody wants the eruv chatzeris. This way they can carry. But if it was something that wouldn't be good for them, like an Erev Techumen, you put down an Erev, therefore you can walk extra in one direction, but then you have to walk less in the other direction. No, that you can't do it on behalf of someone else, because who says he wants this?